Gopi Chana Bhava Bham Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhavam Kuncha Vihari. Gopi Chana Bhava Bhava Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhavam Kuncha Vihari. Gopi Chana Bhava Bham Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhavam Kuncha Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Asatara Sata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text 34. Tad Vam Amushya Paramasya Vikunta Bhartahu Kartum Prakrishtam Iha Dimahi Mandadibhyam Lokan ito vrajatam antara vava dristya papiyasas trayo ime ripavo ripavosya yatra. Tadvama musya paramasya vikunta bartu. Kartum prakrishta mihadima himanda dibyam. Lokani tu vajatam antara bhavo drishtya. Papi yasas traya ime vipavos yayatra. Tadvama musya paramasya vikunta bartu. Kartum prakrishta mihadima himanda dibyam. Lokani tu vajatam antara bhava drishtya. Papi yasas traya ime ripavosya yatra. Tadvama musya paramasya vikunta bartu. Kartum prakrishta mihadima himanda dibyam. Lokani tu vrajatam antara bhava drishtya. Papi yasas traya ime ripavosya yatra.
Vaishnavis,
Vaishnavis,
Tat. Therefore. Vam. Unto these two. Amusya. Of him. Paramasya. The Supreme. Vikunta Bhartahu. The Lord of Vaikuntha. Gartum. To bestow. Prakrishtam. Benefit. Iha. In the matter of this offense. Dimahi. Let us consider. Mandadibhyam. Those whose intelligence is not very nice. Lokan, in the material world. Itaha, from this place. Vaikuntha, Rajatam, go. Antarabhava, duality. Dristya, on account of seeing. Patiyasa, sinful. Trayaha, three. Ime, these. Ripavaha, enemies. Asya, of a living entity. Yatra, where? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, let us consider how these two contaminated persons should be punished. The punishment should be apt, for thus benefit can eventually be bestowed upon them. Since they find duality in the existence of Vaikuntha life, they are contaminated and should be removed from this place to the material world, where the living entities have three kinds of enemies. Purport. The reason why pure souls come into the existential circumstances of the material world, which is considered to be the criminal department of the Supreme Lord, is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, verse 27. It is stated that as long as a living entity is pure, he is in complete harmony with the desires of the Supreme Lord. But as soon as he becomes impure, he is in disharmony with the desires of the Lord. By contamination, he is forced to transfer to this material world, where the living entities have three enemies, namely desire, anger, and lust. These three enemies force the living entities to continue material existence, and when one is free from them, he is eligible to enter the kingdom of God. One should not, therefore, be angry in the absence of an opportunity for sense gratification, and one should not be lusty to acquire more than necessary. In this view, it is clearly stated that the two doormen should be sent into the material world, where criminals are allowed to reside. Since the basic principles of criminality are sense gratification, anger, and unnecessary lust, persons conducted by these three enemies of the living entity are never promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. People should learn Bhagavad Gita and accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Lord of everything. They should practice satisfying the senses of the Supreme Lord instead of trying to satisfy their own senses. Training in Krishna consciousness will help one be promoted to Vaikuntha. Om Jnanatimrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada compares this material world to the criminal department of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to a prison. Now, in other places, he uses other analogies, like it's an educational institution where we're meant to learn who we really are and where we should be. Or sometimes he compares material existence to like being in a hospital because you have a disease and you need to be cured. But in many places, he uses this analogy of the criminal department or the prison house. And since that's what he compares the material world to in this purport, I'm going to focus on that aspect of it today. How many of you have ever been in a prison as a visitor or an inmate? You should all be raising your hands because, this is, according to this purport, we should all be raising our hands. It's like if you're in I've been in prisons or places of confinement for both reasons, as a visitor and as, someone who has been at least accused of some offense. Sometimes as a devotee, once the devotees were starting to distribute books at rest stops on the California highways. And they were setting up tables, distributing prasadam and books and chanting. And the California Highway Patrol didn't like it very much. The police didn't like it. They thought we were violating the law. And I would do that. I would, go and sit at a table, and it was nice. People would drive in and see the nice table and come and get a cookie prasadam or take a book, listen to some chanting. But they started arresting the devotees, or not arresting them, but sending them away. So devotees from the legal department asked me, they said, "We want you to get arrested." because normally when the police would come and tell the devotees to go, they would just leave. But they wanted to do a case, in the courts. So they told me, "Get arrested." So I did. I went there, sat at my table. The police came, said, "Go." I said, "I'm not going. We're going to have to arrest you." So they arrested me, took me to the, you know, somewhere out in the valley, you know, some place, and, you know, they didn't keep me very long. You know, they kind of let me out, but they gave me a trial date, you know, the day that I had to show up in court. So the legal department here, you know, they just told me, well, here's some relevant law, relevant case law. You just study this, and then when you go to court, you just tell the judge you're going to defend yourself, and you know, refer to this Supreme Court case and that Supreme Court case. So, you know, I dutifully went there on the appointed day to this courthouse, and the judge asked, you know, how do you plead, or, you know, where's your representation? I said, oh, okay, I'm representing myself. How do you plead? Not guilty. And then the prosecutor came up and spoke his piece. And then I came and spoke, you know, defended myself, you know, saying, well, in the First Amendment of the Constitution, it says this, that, and the other. And the judge found me not guilty. You know, and the prosecutor was shocked. You know, he came up and shook my hand. You know, so one can enter the criminal department, you know, on a mission from God. You know, that's possible. Like Srila Prabhupada would give the example of the prison house. Sometimes the governor will come there and, you know, pardon somebody or something. And when the governor of the state enters the state prison, it's not like he's in jail, or like if the president of the United States enters a federal prison, he's not a criminal in most cases. So that can happen. You know, there are, you know, in different traditions, you know, like including ours, there's the idea that sometimes pure devotees are sent by Krishna to the material world on some mission. And they are not like the regular inhabitants of the prison. Now, for the rest of them, we can kind of know. I mean, it's like if you're in a prison or jail situation, you know, you're with other people, and you may ask, hey, what are you in for? You know, and, or they may ask you, hey, what are you in for? I don't know. You must have done something. You know, so we're all kind of like in that position. We may not know exactly why we're in the prison, but we've got the prison suit, you know, the material body subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. So the best thing is, you know, we shouldn't be thinking, okay, we're in this prison. And in a prison, they have different categories of prisoners, A class, B class, C class. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, during his time in India, he was sometimes invited to speak at prisons. I was in India once doing some lectures, and I was invited to give talks in a prison, I think in Rajasthan somewhere. And I gave two kinds of talks. I gave talks to the prison guards and officials and talks to the inmates. And, you know, some devotees came with me and, you know, we chanted Hare Krishna with them and distributed some prasadam. But I also spoke to the prison guards, and they were, it was in Rajasthan, they were big boys, you know, like 6 foot tall, and, you know, they, you know, kind of explained to them what their position was, you know, to try to, that they were doing the right thing in inviting the devotees to come and speak, but in this material world, it's, I mean, when you go into the prison house, you can still make your situation worse. You know, if you're in the prison and you commit some offenses, then it's even worse than it has to be. So if we take seriously this purport and verse, understand somehow or other we've all found ourselves in the material world in which we're kind of segregated from the jiva souls who are in the spiritual world, who are in absolute harmony with Krishna's desire. For some reason or another, we've made ourselves in a condition that we're not in absolute harmony with the desires of Krishna. So this is an opportunity for us to, as stated here, become promoted or become eligible to exist in the Vaikuntha society. So that's the actual purpose of the human form of life. So we should take advantage of that opportunity and not, you know, like Srila Prabhupada elsewhere says, we shouldn't become envious of other prisoners. Like once when Srila Prabhupada was in India, he went to a jail there called the Sabarmati Jail. It's where Gandhi was kept when he was arrested by the government. And of course he had a nice room. You know, he was kind of like considered to be a first-class prisoner, not like somebody who committed multiple murders or something like that. They keep them in a, you know, you've got your, even in this country, they have some prisons that are for so-called white-collar criminals. You know, they're almost like little country clubs. Sometimes they call it club fed. But then they have their maximum security prisons for very dangerous criminals. So it's not that we should aspire for a better place in the prison. Like in this material world, you know, there are different categories of wealth, power, influence. We shouldn't be aspiring for a better position in that sense. We should rather be aspiring to get out of the whole thing and get to the place where we can fully express our nature as eternal servants of Krishna. So for that, it requires being pure and free from contamination. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yesham Tvantikatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajanti Mam Dridavritaha. So to come to that position of Dridavritaha, being absolutely pure, absolutely in harmony with Krishna, one has to become freed from these two dualities, desire and hatred, which are mentioned in the previous verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 7:27, which is referenced in the purport here. Ichcha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena parata saru bhutani samoham sarge yanti parantapa. Prabhupada said that that's the explanation why we're here. Just the general explanation. We may not know the particular exact thing that got us here, but it's under the general category of desiring to take the position of supreme enjoyer apart from Krishna and becoming envious of Krishna's position as the supreme enjoyer. So, Yesham Tvantikata Papam, we have to completely cease that mentality, which is considered to be sinful. That's the way it's translated. I mean, that may seem like a judgmental term, but we can just say, well, somehow or other we're in disharmony. And we want to get into a harmonious relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And basically, I mean, that means, I think Srila Prabhupada mentions in this verse, seeing everything as the property of the Supreme Lord. Because if we don't recognize who's the proprietor is, then we do things that are not in harmony with the desire of the proprietor. And, you know, it's like if you invite someone to be a guest in your home, you know, and then the second that you leave, they start taking everything, you know, running up phone bills, and, you know, they're just not respecting, you know, who the proprietor actually is, and that they're just a guest in the home. They just start using it as if it's their place, and they forget about the person, supposedly their friend, who's allowed them to stay and be a guest. It's so we're kind of in that position that we think, well, this universe is here, might as well enjoy it while we're here, you know, as much as we can. Doesn't seem to be anybody else around. We're victims of these three enemies. What are they described again? Three enemies, namely desire, anger, and lust. Of course, one problem, or you could say fine point of understanding, is that those things can also be positive. You can also desire for Krishna. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira nikalasapya vastasu jivan mukta uchite. Means if one's desire is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, well, that's the perfection of desire. Such a desire is not an enemy, that's your friend, or that's your best, your higher self. So so these things are enemies if they're approached in a selfish, egotistical way rather than understanding one's position as Krishnera Nitya Das, Jivara Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das, that one is the eternal servant of Krishna. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.